Are you a fan of Mrs. Brown's Boys?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mrs. Brown's Boys.
She's Mrs. Brown. That's Mrs. Brown.
Yes, about to hit the big screen. Mrs. Brown's Boys apparently is the best thing to come out of Ireland since Guinness. That's what Eamon Holmes thinks. Do you agree with him? Are you a fan? Do you not like it? It's sort of been described as Marmite, hasn't it? You sort of love it or hate it. But now the fellow Mrs. Brown's Boys, the movie, is coming out this week. I'm joined by massive Mrs. Brown's Boys fan Paul Martin and film critic Toby Earle. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So are you popcorn at the ready, Paul? First in the queue, will you be?
Well, maybe second behind
Eamon Holmes.
Behind the likes of Nolan, by the way, who I also heard was a big fan of it.
That's why he's flying home.
I think it's fantastic. I don't agree with Eamon Holmes, who said it's the best thing to come out of Ireland since Guinness. I think Father Ted was better than Mrs. Brown's Boys, and this has taken a long time to catch on. Everybody talks about this show now, of course. It's been going on for years in the south of Ireland. And it's been very successful. And we've only really caught on to it here in the last couple of years. But certainly the fact that it's turned into a movie now is quite surreal for fans of the show like myself, because it always seems kind of like a little kind of private club, people who watched it in the north and kind of got it and found it funny. And now it's like very mainstream. So it'll be interesting to see if the success can continue across the water. But certainly it seems to be doing very, very well.
Toby Earle, do you get it?
I do get a sense that it's just a very wildly over-the-top pantomime, and I agree with Paul, Father Ted is, I think, a much superior comedy. But when you look at the ratings it brings in on the Beeb over on in the UK, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, 4 million people watch repeats, and that's just not every now and again. That's consistent. 4 million people tune in for repeats, and at Christmas it pulled in over 12 million for the Christmas special. I mean, it's an absolutely huge show. I think many people do find it baffling in terms of its popularity. I can kind of get it. I spoke to Brendan O'Carroll the other day about it, and in terms of the film, and I mean, he really kind of has a carte blanche to do what he likes of this film. I mean, it was greenlit before they had a script, so it just goes to show that they believe that there is an awful lot of potential with this, particularly now, of course. Now that the World Cup has died off for some people, with England going out, I mean, it's there to provide a few laughs, I think, in a time of national darkness.
Would this work outside the UK and Ireland? I mean, is this a series that has potential to be sold elsewhere? Do you think
it has? I mean, it has been. I mean, there's a Romanian version being worked on at the moment. It's popular in Australia, kind of no surprise there. In terms of expats, but then Iceland.
Iceland,
and I'm not talking about the shop. I mean, I'm talking about the country, and I mean, it does have an international appeal. And again,
I remember going to Iceland for a football international, and it didn't seem a place where you got a lot of laughs. A colleague of mine, who shall remain nameless, woke up the first morning and said, "If you were born in Iceland, the first thing you would do is emigrate." That's how bad it was. I think they need a few laughs. Paul Martin, I mean, do you think this will work the transition from small screen to big screen? So many sitcoms over the years have tried to make the move onto the big screen. Will this work?
I think, in a word, yes. According to the man himself, it's going to be the first in a trilogy of Mrs. Brown movies, so it would need to work. But I think, you know, it's only going to make it as a movie in Ireland and the UK. And as a result of that, as any big movie company or production company would tell you, it's not going to make huge, big-time money. But certainly it will keep, I think it will keep the movie on the map, or the whole franchise on the map. What they need to be careful about is making it just a movie concept and taking it away from the small screen. Because once you've seen these big grand productions and seen, you know, multi-million spent on something like this, sometimes it can feel a bit like an anticlimax when you're then tuning in for a series maybe a few months later and it's just the half-hour episodes done in a studio in South Dublin. It's not the same kind of vibe. So you can raise expectations too much. And that will be the real challenge here.
So I think the point of agreement, Toby, is it's good, but it's not Father Ted.
I think that's exactly how I do it. I think Father Ted had a level of intricacy.
And for Paul Martin, it's not Guinness either.
It's not Guinness either, and all I've got to say about it is drink an arse.
is that your audition as an extra, Paul? Is that your attempt?
I don't think I'll be getting any calls anytime soon, to be honest. But there you go, I gave it a pop.
I don't think Toby, he'll need to keep the phone switched on, to be quite honest, after that. Toby, nice to hear from you as always. Paul, good to hear from you.
Cheers.
And get your popcorn and your Coke ready. Second in the queue will be Paul Martin for Father Ted, the movie, if you're going to see it. That's it from us.